Allentown has been widely praised as a beacon of urban revitalization. But Pennsylvania's third largest city has two faces, one of downtown progress and development, the other of neighborhoods where a quarter of residents live in poverty. In the middle sits Democrat Ed Pulaski, reelected as mayor this month, despite a federal indictment hanging over his head. Keystone Crossroads' Annette John Hall reports.
Allentown Mayor Ed Pulaski, dressed Friday casual in khakis and an open shirt, sits in the office he's occupied for the past 12 years, overlooking a downtown dotted with bulldozers and tower cranes. He rattles off his accomplishments, controlling the city's pension costs by leasing the water and sewer system, creating thousands of new jobs, and attracting $1 billion worth of development, all without raising property taxes.
Our accomplishments that we have, you know, in the city of Allentown, people see them, they're tangible, they can see them in their neighborhoods and on the streets, and they know me, they know who I am, and they know my character.
Some, though, do question his character. After a two-year investigation, in July, the FBI slapped Pulaski with a 54-count indictment on charges that he gave city contracts to donors in exchange for campaign contributions. The investigation netted six of his closest administrators and left key positions in City Hall vacant. But Pulaski remains unfazed, having just won a historic fourth term in a row.
We knocked on about 10,000 doors. I walked personally about 660 miles. I think I climbed like 300 stories of stairs, and we really connected with folks.
Allentown has been able to attract new business thanks to a state tax incentive that allows developers to pay their debts if they construct new buildings in the city's urban core. The incentive has produced a handsome new sports arena that houses the minor league hockey team, along with chic eateries and glassy new buildings that line downtown and the waterfront. But to some, this is the tale of two Allentowns.
Those that have are getting more, but those that don't have are getting less.
Lehigh County Commissioner David Jones says the success of the city has been too focused on downtown business development without providing tangible gains in middle-class jobs for the 26% of residents living in poverty.
But the mayor gets credit for turning the city around, but the growth of the city hasn't translated down into the communities and the neighborhoods.
And while crime has decreased every year since Pulaski took office, the homicide rate has surged this year, with 17 so far in 2017 compared to 11 for all of 2016. Pulaski deflects criticism on that point.
This is not Minority Report where we have some precogs or something that's telling us where crime is going to occur. The problem is that there's just too much availability of weapons, you know, and illegal weapons that are flowing into our streets.
Los Compadres Barbershop sits on the corner of a working-class Latino neighborhood. Inside, young men wait to get their haircuts while watching a gory Bruce Lee movie on a flat screen. The people here are Pulaski supporters. They're willing to overlook the charges against him, partly because they don't trust the legal system, but mostly because they know him.
Some people that are taking place in the government, you don't really see their faces, or you don't know who's really making the decisions.
Barbershop owner Willie Castillo says Pulaski came in for haircuts before anybody knew who he was.
Ed takes a lot of part in the city of Allentown. He shows up to different events. Even if your event is small and you need Ed Pulaski's help, he will be more than willing to show up for your show his support, because everybody in the city does matter to him.
Not everybody in the city, though, votes for him or votes at all. Election day turnout was 17%, and Pulaski won the state's third largest city with less than 5,000 votes. His fate may soon be decided by an even smaller number of his peers. Pulaski has filed a motion to dismiss all of the legal charges against him, but his trial date is set for January 16th.
I know I didn't do anything wrong, but a judge will decide that shortly. And if he decides to continue to move on to a trial, then we will have a trial in the middle of January. And hopefully this will all be over by February, one way or the other.
The other thing Allentown voters did this election day, amend the city charter to stop mayors from serving more than two terms. Annette John Hall, Keystone Crossroads.
Pawlowski and his two co-defendants appeared today in federal court in an attempt to get the case thrown out. But the judge suggested the trial will go forward in January as scheduled.